Haneluor Yehovah Kwinserho. Amen. In today's gospel reading, we hear how Mary visits her cousin Elizabeth, and John, whom she is pregnant with. Elizabeth is pregnant with John, 6 months, and she comes, and she sees that Mary comes, and all of a sudden, she says that John in her womb jumps for joy, worships Christ from one womb to another. And he sees this, and he does this before he is even born. Saint Ephrem the Syrian says, even before he saw the light of day, John recognized the light of the world. It's an amazing moment when heaven and earth come together and they meet. The unborn John meets the heavenly presence of Christ, and Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit. But this is what worship is. Worship is recognizing God's presence in our lives and responding with joy. If we imagine two bodies of water, a river and an ocean, as the river flows, it flows until it meets the ocean. And they're two separate, but when they come together, we do not know when the ocean begins and the river ends. That point is unknown, but they become one at that moment. This is what happens when God's presence is found in this world. Heaven comes down and meets us on earth, and we don't know where it begins or where it ends. Because we say we're here on earth, but we feel that we're in heaven. For us who worship Christ, worship is not confined and should never be confined to heaven or to a church building. But worship is wherever heaven meets earth, whether that be in our homes, in our relationships, or in the choices we make. The ancients understood that the world, the universe, was comprised of four elements: fire, air, water, and dirt. Earth. Trying to remember it by heart. And earth and dirt. So these are the four things: fire, water, air, and dirt. And the Armenians understood this, and we even put these into our words. The word for heaven is yergin, and it comes from two Armenian words: yergu, ink. Two things, fire and air. And then we have a word for the ground or the earth, yegir, again, meaning yergu, ir, two things. It's a different word for thing, which is ground or dirt and water. And the Armenians understood that the yergin and the yegir, the heaven and the earth, must come together for these four to exist perfectly. We learn later on that this happens in perfection through Christ. Christ is the one that bridges heaven and earth. Christ is the one that unites the temporal with the eternal. We pray very often, hopefully every day, the Lord's Prayer. And we say, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We're not just simply asking, but we are calling into existence that which exists in heaven. In heaven, there's perfect obedience. There's love. There's joy. And there's holiness. And what is found in heaven must be repeated here on earth. Saint Cyril of Jerusalem says, "The earth becomes heaven when we allow God's will to be done here." And this is the challenge. Too often, we don't want God's will to happen. We want our will. We want what we want. Everything is fine and dandy when everything is going well, and we don't want God involved. But once there's trouble, once there are issues, then we usually go to God and we ask Him, "God, whatever you want, I'll do, as long as I'm okay with it." This is usually how we pray. And this is the issue. It's not so much that we want God's will, but we want our will. And this is what needs to change. This is what we also call as ego, pride, self-centeredness. We want these things more than we want what God wants for us. But true worship involves surrender. True worship involves obedience. And before we do anything, before we act, we must ask ourselves, does this glorify God? What I'm about to do, what I'm about to say, does this glorify God? Does it bring the kingdom of heaven closer to me? Or does it distance from me? Does it take it away and remove from me? The question then is, how can we make heaven visible in this earth in our everyday lives? Mary is the model of this. After the Annunciation, after Gabriel, the archangel, comes to her and gives her the good news that she will bear a child and he will be the Savior, what does she do? What does she not do first? She does not just sit at home and think about it. She does not keep it to herself. But rather, she gets up and she runs out to tell someone. And she goes and tells her cousin Elizabeth, telling her the good news, telling her that salvation is coming, telling her what is happening in this world. She doesn't keep it, she shares it. Worship, then, is not confined to prayers and hymns. Worship is simply found in service, in humility, and in love and joy. Worship must flow out of the church, not stay in the church. When we leave the church on a Sunday, we must show the world what worship is. So when we treat others with kindness, it's there that heaven touches earth. When we decide to forgive someone else instead of holding a grudge, it's then that heaven touches earth. When we decide to show humility and generosity and love, it's then that heaven touches earth. Every action we do must be worship of Christ, showing that Christ is with us. In the gospel today, Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord." What does this mean? What does magnify mean? What does magnifying glasses do? They make things visible. They make things bigger and visible so we can see it more clearly. Our lives are meant to make Christ more visible in this life. Our lives and our souls are meant to magnify, to make Christ more visible and accessible to the world around us, and for heaven to be seen in this world. So, I ask and I pray, let prayer and worship not only be words, but also our lives. Let our homes, our workplaces, and our friendships and relationships become like Elizabeth's home, a place where Christ can be found and can be felt, and that people will jump for joy when they feel that. Because then, too, we will become true worshipers and will be able to unite heaven and earth together in Christ. Amen.